At home, the chunky young Jim Tobins was having dinner with his family. Massive amounts of fried chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, celery, salad, jello, and saltine crackers loomed before him. His plate seemed in danger of cracking under the weight. For drinks, he had a glass of eggnog, a can of Pepsi, and a steaming hot coffee. Dinner lasted an hour and a half. Enough time to gag down lots of food, try to impress Dad, and pinch little bro Timmy when others' heads are turned. Life is good, Jim thought, and getting better all the time. That night, Chester's dreams were disturbed by nightmare elves. In his dreams, there were 12 or so of them, with vicious chattering spiky teeth and red glowing eyes. That next morning, Reverend Scarfunk wrote a letter to the faculty of the grade school, suggesting they put on a Christmas play that he could direct. Being a local religious authority, they dared not go against his wishes. He knew that soon he would be handed a license to abuse. Life is good at the holidays. Gave him a glowy feeling inside. Chep had been sleeping for 16 hours now, his heart finally beating slowly instead of its normal breakneck pace. It was still a little irregular though, and pounded hard sometimes. During this hour of sleep, he had 3 minutes of dreams. A large amount of rapid eye movement time for him. The first dream took place near the grade school where he went as a kid. He was running outside, past the big propped open double doors. Echoes of children's cries behind him. He ran outside into the gloomy, overcast afternoon. He tripped on the tall steps and saw the pavement rushing up at him. He started awake, blinked twice, and fell back asleep. In the next dream, he was driving and had a large jar of methamphetocrank with no lid in the front seat. He felt glowy warmth coming from it. The rain started coming down hard. The road turned into slush. He was all over the road, puffs of powder escaping the jar to coat the air, to dust the seat. Less and less in the jar as he drove the ever more flooded road. A large lake on the other side of him by now. Rose took art very seriously. It was warfare of ideas. Ideas changed the world. She wanted to have a lasting impact on this generation. She wanted to stomp down Cheesy, who loved to torture trees. She dreamt of having 7 kids to help overpopulate the world. Santa Claus. What a sick lie that is. What an evil lie to stain the earth. during the past hour, Chep's heart stopped for 12 seconds. Also, the drool was congealing on his chin like clear latex. A tiny mouse approached, and finally it lay down on his leg. It enjoyed the warmth and a soft surface. The mouse slept 30 minutes and moved on.